This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
So I am still processing all of this bombshell scoop that we got from Congressman Cramer last hour, which the whole political world is talking about tonight and now. And just for everybody that is reporting on this, T-O-D-D-M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Now, it's just amazing how the Hill has this on K-Fire TV. I don't think K-Fire TV had the scoop today, Todd. Did they? No, I don't.
No, not at all.
Yeah. And
we've been K-Fire longer than they have anyway, so.
My favorite is the Hill newspaper. No, it wasn't the Hill. Which one was it? Political. I can't remember. One of the national sources, I think it's, here it is, Political. Cramer won't run for Senate in North Dakota. Cramer made the announcement on a radio program syndicated statewide. So I think the next time we see something in Political, we should just say, we read about this in some online newsletter. Yeah.
Right.
That some people in Washington get.
Hey, props to the forum, though, for giving credit where it's due.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What's funny with the forum, though, of course, they mention it as being announced on K-Fire, which is not as much of a competitor as AM 1100 The Flag would be to them, right?
So they
pick one of the other
stations. But at least they're willing to go that far anyway. I mean, that's a huge step for those guys.
Exactly. Anyway, it is news.
Because the Bismarck Tribune will say, as heard on AM 1100 The Flag.
Yeah, exactly. So they don't have to say K-Fire Radio. Yeah, this is kind of the petty stuff that goes on, and I don't care honestly. Other than a lot of people work hard, putting this program on every day, and then for that matter, when another news organization has a scoop of some kind, and even Rob Port, who's on a competitive station, and he mentioned that it was on today, so he's acknowledging that. Although, again, he's going to say, I heard this earlier today. now it's official. Like, I knew about it. I just didn't say anything, but now it's official. It's just the games people play. But here's the deal. People work hard on this stuff is my point. We do here. We have an operation that is 24/7 out there saying, okay, what do people need to know? What do we need to know? Live, sleep, and eat this. You know that, Todd, from the middle of the night alerts you get and beeps you get about this going there. And when you do work that hard to get these things, I think people are deserving of the information. Anyway, enough said about all that inside baseball. I will say this. There is a part of me as a... separating the talk show host interviewing the member of Congress, okay? The talk show host interviewing the member of Congress, it's a shocker. Politically, it's a shocker. I said that earlier because I think most people who are in the United States House, as one member, 435, they yearn, they pine, they ache to be in the U.S. Senate, right? Because rather than be one of 435, they want to be one of 100. That's just not how Kevin Cramer is wired. It really isn't. And I also can't think of a lot of people that I've interviewed over the years who could go into the Oval Office with their wife and son and basically get a pep talk about how much you're needed by the country to run for this seat and leave there and say, well, I'm going to pray about it, and wherever I end up getting a sense of peace through family prayer, we'll decide it. And basically, prayer wins over the President of the United States. There's not many people that, A, would do that, and B, would say that. So that's pretty extraordinary. It really is. Now, if you're the Heitkamp campaign, you're hearing this news, it's obviously, in their eyes, good news. Okay? They see the same polling that Congressman Cramer has seen. We're in 1, 2, 3 polls. He beats her every time. Okay? But what does that mean? It means in that poll, in that snapshot of time, he would beat her. Kevin Cramer would beat Heidi Heitkamp. But it also means there's something that people don't like about Heidi Heitkamp. And so Tom Campbell is going to be here at the bottom of the hour, and we'll ask Senator Campbell, you know, what he's got in the way of polling. I would venture to say it's not that far off. Might not be as robust because Congressman Cramer's been on the statewide ballot and won a number of times as a member of the House and member of the Public Service Commission. But I think this is a short-lived celebration for the Heitkamp campaign. I don't know why I have this feeling, but I have a strong feeling that Heidi Heitkamp's heart is not in this race, right? That she's got an echo chamber around her that is just rah, rah, go, go, you can beat whoever, let's do this. Because it's really weird to watch them. They go in these peaks and valleys where they're all rah, rah, rah. They're everywhere. They're trying to, you know, spin this and spin that and putting out a press release and going to this event. Now, they're very rarely interacting with people like you hear Congressman Cramer do every week on this program. Every single week for an hour taking anything, they don't do that. They beam in and out of little things here and have very little interaction with actual voters. It's much more contrived events, staged events, political events, all of that. Okay, and that's for a reason. There's more people that disagree than agree, and you don't want to expose yourself to that. But even those, even the events she is doing, they kind of come in fits and starts. And I don't know, I just get the sense that her heart is really not in it. So they'll see this, as, in my view, as a short-term victory. But I think ask Wayne Stengem. Who he thinks could win. And I say that because when Wayne Stengem said he was going to run for governor, myself and others said Wayne Stengem is going to be governor. He's seeking the Republican nomination. He's decided to do it. And all of a sudden, Doug Burgum says, I'm going to be a candidate for governor. And all of us watched Doug Burgum work like mad. I mean, like nothing North Dakota politics has ever seen. Okay? The amount of hours traveled. There's somebody else that works at that level of and that pace, and that's Tom Campbell. I mean, I see a real parallel there between those two. So I maybe take a day rest, but if I'm the Heitkamp campaign, I don't, you know, a lot of farmers have been elected and sent to Washington, D.C. by North Dakotans over the years. And a farmer that can be as accessible as Doug Burgum was and be out there and be everywhere, formidable opponent, no doubt about it. Not as polished. Not as, able to answer chapter and verse everything that comes up. So anyway, that's just my two cents. I would ask you, the news we received today, does it surprise you? Todd, are you surprised?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Nope. How come?
I think he feels that he's in his place, number one. And number two, like he says, I mean, the family commitment versus the needed Senate commitment of flying all over the place and constantly appearing in different fundraisers in different parts of the country. I mean, how does that help North Dakota, and how does that take care of his family? And you got to balance it all out. I'm sure it was a gut-wrenching decision. How do you go and have the President of the United States roll out the red carpet and say, we need you, and then you end up going the other way? Had to be gut-wrenching.
Politically, it's a head-scratcher. Like what? You know, and politically gut-wrenching and all of that, just because it's such a, you know, opportunity that basically is just in your lap. Here's the polls, you win,
yeah.
You know, the whole deal. But I have to agree with you. I think personally, it's a different ballgame altogether. It's the family part of this. It's everything else. Tell us what you think at 800-228-0550. By the way, terrible weather, Cass and Clay County. Minnesota State Patrol just sent us a note. This is statewide, but through 10 a.m., 42 crashes, 4 with injuries, 0 serious or fatal, 25 vehicle spinouts off-road, 6 jackknife semis, and right now Clay County is a mess, so pretty bad, for sure. Fargo's 19th Avenue North closed due to lack of visibility from Dakota Drive north to 18th Street North. Traffic will be detoured to 12th Avenue North via Dakota Drive north and 18th Street north. The road will be open when conditions approve, of course. I-29, Grand Forks, Fargo, same thing. Northeast North Dakota got whacked pretty good. Let's see other texts here. Well, he doesn't have to run for Senate, meaning Kramer, because he knows anybody can beat Heidi, so why waste his time? He likes it where he is. He clearly does like it where it is, and there's seven states. Is that the number, seven or nine? I think it's seven. I think it's seven states where there is one House member representing the entire state. So he's one of seven. That's the lone member representing an entire state. And he likes it. He likes doing it. So there's something to be said for that as well. Really is. Let's see here. I don't have any more time, do I? We'll do these on the other side of the break. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Are you surprised by the decision? What do you make of it? Tom Campbell, the Republican announced candidate for Senate, the only one right now, will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk more about what this means for his campaign when we come back on What's on Your Mind. I'll go on.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust him for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Look for the duck and tell him Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They're champions in my book.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 258-0550. What's on your mind today? Lay it on us. Could be anything. You want to talk about Congressman Kramer? Want to talk about something else? That's fine. I think this Walmart story is astounding. I think it's fantastic. And there's others out there as well. But anything on your mind. 258-0550, 800-228-0550. Texter just said, I think it's really great that Congressman Kramer kept his promise to this show and told us first with his decision, not the media. You know what I love about that text? That text, number one, is saying us. So this is a listener saying us. We're all in this together. It's us, right? And then he or she don't see us as the media. He didn't go to the media. He went to us. It's in the family. That's what I love about you folks in the What's On Your Mind family. It's fantastic. Well, you know, another guy whose family is Jim the Flagpole guy. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, always with pearls of wisdom to give a little patriotic touch to our day. How are you, Jim?
Good, Scott. Just a student, and good morning, and what an honor it is to be here between such great brain power, between current sitting congressman and a potential Senate man. I really confess that I really didn't know I was free for a lot of years until there's been a bit of a fight against freedom. And since then, I've learned quite a bit. And I came across this article, and it was actually written a year ago by Richard Eberling, and he was the president of Foundation for Economic Education. Now, he went to a seminar in 1974, and he observed a gentleman who spoke, who was actually the founder of Economic Education, and I believe it was like 1946. And he pointed out, and his name was Leonard E. Reed, and he pointed out that many of us wish we could change the world in ways that we consider to be for the better. But changing the world can only happen through changes in the attitudes, ideas, and actions of the individual members of society. He asked, out of all the people in the world, over whom do you have the most influence? The answer, he said, is obviously yourself. Therefore, changing the world begins with improving one's own understanding and ability to explain and persuasively articulate the case for freedom in free markets. Well, what better opportunity do we have today than just to each of us, the thousands that are listening, potentially have the ability to just maybe change one person's life by reciting something of our country and its founding and its liberty principles, our constitutional freedoms. You know, a lot of our kids don't understand that. Maybe they have those. With all of the push and pull of our attention, I'm asking everybody, the sight of my, or the sound of my voice, please try to influence one other person this next week.
Great idea. Just have that conversation. And, you know, that can make a profound difference rather than, you know, snippy social media stuff back and forth. Just a conversation, right? Just to talk about it and be open to it. And, you know, how the economy works, it's really amazing when you think about it. You talk about this founder of the Foundation for Economic Education. I mean, all he wanted to do was make sure people understood, you know, the primary source of personal freedom that advances liberty and self-education and all that. It's pretty amazing. I know a group that did a thing called, you know, Prosperity 101, and they would go to companies. And when they basically get the employees of all the companies together, you know, that they would be in, and just go through an economics lesson. And that profit for this company is how you get a job and get a raise and get a retirement and feed your families, you know. And it is amazing how many people just get in sort of that rut and just, you know, think, oh, you know, the boss is bad and he's got all the money and, you know, this is a terrible thing. When you want that boss to have profit so that company can grow and expand and continue to hire him, it's pretty basic stuff. But, you know, I think your point is having those conversations one-on-one are a lot more effective. There's no doubt about it. You're a great American, Jim. We appreciate you very much, and I hope folks are planning now to help us meet that goal in 2018. How many flagpoles we got to go to get up? I know you started in 2017 with a nice little head start on the 2018 number, but how many left?
We have 89, and I'd like to promote my Find a Friend program, Scott. I'm taking a huge risk here, but the point is I want everybody to have a flagpole that desires one. You find a friend. I will install two poles at $600 installed. If they get on my list, they agree to it before the spring. You find a friend, two poles, $600 installed apiece. I'll do it anywhere in the state.
Wow. 701-571-FLAG, or check them out online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. God bless America, and God bless you. Thank you.
Jim the Flagpole Guy, with us once a week with some great lights of liberty, light on liberty. We appreciate him very much. And you should not, must not, buy your flagpole from anybody else. American made, installed by a pro. Him and his son, they do a great job. 571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Here's that story from Walmart. Okay, Walmart, this is a story from Axios I'm reading. Walmart is boosting starting wages, providing a one-time bonus for employees, and expanding benefits, the company said in a press release on Thursday today, citing the tax cut signed into law by President Trump last year. The plan benefits more than a million employees, according to Axios. The bonus is based on length of service, with those who've worked 20 years eligible for $1,000. The company, which is the largest private employer in the U.S., ladies and gentlemen, employs roughly 2.2 million people worldwide, is also raising its starting wage to $11 an hour. The current starting wage for store associates is $9 an hour. So legislation in the United States Congress that every single Democrat voted against, takes Walmart employees from $9 to $11. Democrats, you're not for the little guy anymore. You're in some sort of political Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi-like fog that is unbelievable. I mean, that's incredible. The company also said, by the way, plans to expand its maternity and paternity leave benefits. Walmart. All right? Last time I checked, Democrats love to use Walmart as, you guys do care about people that make, all this money as CEOs, but you don't care about people who work at Walmart. Well, people that are working at Walmart are going to benefit from this. They're getting the bonuses. They're getting the $2 hike in the starting wage. See what happens? See what happens when you allow people to have the economic landscape to be able to better their employees' future, right there. So what's better? Because again, this whole debate was about, we're not going to be able to spend on this, and we're not going to be able to spend on that. We're not going to be able. They wanted to spend the money somewhere else, and the money is going back into people's pockets, companies' pockets, which in turn pay people more. Corporations' pockets now have the ability to expand, and I can't even keep up with all these. I can't keep up with all of them that are pouring in. Every day there's another one. Just saw one that was on CNBC, and I forget the company, but another great story. Phenomenal. Next time you see a Democrat that voted against this, somebody like Heidi Heitkamp, just say, really? You're against Walmart going from 9 to 11 bucks? How could that be? More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. They've got a busy January going on. Friday, they'll be in McHenry County, actually, and have, 79 cropland acres in McHenry County. The Jamestown Winter Ag and Construction Expo is coming up. They'll do a land seminar. That's a week from Friday, the 19th. Those are always great, so find the pros from Pipers there. Written bid lease on some Clay County acreage of about 1,660 acres, also by Euland, Minnesota, on that 19th of January. And then Foster, Greg, Sutzman counties, 1,555 acres by Sutton, North Dakota, coming up on Friday, January 19th. That'll be a 5 p.m. Deadline on that, so check those out, January 23rd, McLean County, and much more. Pipers.com, if you call them at 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099, they'll send you a catalog. Scott Hinn and Todd Mitchell, what's on your mind? Big news last hour on the program. Congressman Kevin Cramer announced on this program that he will not be a candidate for the United States Senate against Senator Heidi Heitkamp. That prompted our ACE team to invite Senator Tom Campbell in here to get his reaction to that, because Senator Tom Campbell is the only announced candidate for the Republican nomination for the Senate in North Dakota. Senator Campbell, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for the invitation. It's great to be here.
Your reaction to this news?
Well, Scott, to be honest with you, I was a little surprised, especially when he just came from the White House with his son and wife, and I kind of went up and down, speculating in his decision for quite a few months now, because, we've been in this for 6 months and actually working a couple months before that. So the campaign for us has been roaring full tilt for a while. And I think several people that were considering running against us have jumped out. And it's all been focusing on what Kevin's been doing, obviously, for quite a few months. And he's a good friend. He's been doing a phenomenal job. And I think it was a right move for him. He's been on supporting agenda. He went out way out in front with Trump, supporting his agenda from the get-go. A lot of people thought he was crazy, he's going to have a lot of seniority. There's a lot of people retiring in the House, so he's going to be a huge support, a huge asset for North Dakota in the House where he's at. And I think with what I've been experiencing running around the state, been putting in, 100-hour weeks, put on 28,000 miles since June 1st, the people that we're visiting with are ready for a change, and they're excited about me. It's been interesting, the power, the encouragement I get. It's been fun, Scott, to travel around and see that. I'm out meeting with the common Joes, everybody from, big businesses, middle businesses, small businesses of all different sorts, and it's been fun to be encouraged And it really pumps me up, fires me up that I'm doing the right thing. I can bring the message from the common people to the Hill, and I'm excited. And, you know, my last poll showed I'm 3 points ahead of Heidi. So the only person that was a little bit ahead of me was Kevin. So it's kind of good news for my campaign, and I think it's good news for the North Dakotans that we've got a solid seniority congressman that's going to be positioning himself with a lot of power representing North Dakota as our only congressional guy. So I think it's a good move for him. And I think the world of him, and I continue asking him for his advice and help, and God bless him where he's at.
So there have been people that have toyed with the idea of seeking the Republican nomination but not done it, right? And obviously Congressman Kramer was very publicly saying he was considering whether or not he would be a Senate candidate, and yet all along through these 6 months you've been it. You've been the one person who said, I want to go, I want to be the U.S. Senate. Do you anticipate any more competition, or you think that if there would have been, they'd have been in by now? I mean, does Kevin leaving the race bring more people into considering, or what's your thought on whether or not you'll have other competition?
You know, I don't think so. Obviously, you know, we'll find out. But, you know, the big contenders, the serious leaders, I think they realize the combination of things that my work ethic, running around was second to none. I always said nobody could outwork me because there literally aren't the hours in the day, and I was serious about that. And, the capital resources, I've had a phenomenal amount of donor base that are fired up about me, and, I'll do what it takes to win. And, I think some people are just saying, hey, you know what? I don't have to work that hard. Some people that are maybe 50, 60 years old or older, they're saying, hey, wait a minute. You know, I maybe had that energy in my 20s and 30s. I still do. I'm pumped. I got a lot of energy, and I grew up with a work ethic I got from my dad, 50 some years ago. And I like that. It just encourages me to be on shows like this, to visit with small people out in Minot a couple weeks ago, people I didn't even know that came up, saw the ads, and they said they're all in, getting lots of small checks for $10 and $15 and $25 from people that I'd never even heard of in small towns in North Dakota. That's what pumps me up, powers me up. So I think, without a doubt, I think I got a good, the ball is rolling, and I'm all in.
Senator Tom Campbell is our guest reacting to news today that Congressman Kevin Kramer will not be a candidate for the U.S. Senate, will be a candidate for re-election in the U.S. House. If you have a question or comment for Tom, certainly welcome today, as always, toll-free at 800-228-0550 or locally at 701-258-0550. Congressman Kramer talked about the challenge of running against Senator Heidi Heitkamp and saying that, you know, And I kind of challenged him on this because I said, how is she more of a formidable opponent now than the last time? Because last time she obviously didn't have a record. Now she has a record, right? And she said she planned to do a lot of things that would sort of buck this idea that, she was going to fight the Obama administration and told us all these things in wheat fields that didn't come to be. And it seems to me that that she is, in fact, an easier candidate to beat now because she has this record. And when she didn't have a record, she had 3,000 votes to spare, as all in her election. Do you see her as a formidable opponent? I mean, is this a very tough race? Is he right? She's going to be tough to beat.
Oh, without a doubt, there's no question in that. But I will agree with you. I think that she's an easier challenge now because of her 5 years of her voting record, where she has consistently sided with Chuck Schumer and the liberal left Democrats in, you know, Washington and New York and both coasts. And that I've heard so many times over traveling the state from people that are frustrated that, you know, we got two Heidis, one that's, you know, that's in Washington, the other one that she comes home every now and then and throws us a bone. And then she diverts the big bill. You know, the two big bills that she voted against, of course, was the tax reform, which is huge, which I was just listening to your program earlier about Walmart just gave a few dollars back. It's huge. It's that tax reform bill had nothing to do with the rich. It was everybody will be benefiting from it. And she continually wants to grow our government. I want to grow our economy. And I think, you know, 5 years ago, people, you know, sent her to Washington to fix the problem. And I think she's become the problem. And I will never, Scott, I saw her at Frisco tailgating. She's very pleasant. We had a few words of conversation in a nice way. I will never attack her character. As a human being, I will only attack her voting record that has hurt North Dakotans.
Speaking of Frisco, a texter says, Tom was at the NDSU game in Frisco representing North Dakota. It was great to visit with him. He's got my vote. So it's Tim. Here's kind of a fun one. Just told some Walmart employees about the starting wage and bonus and Trump's tax plan, you should have seen how excited they were. I think if I'm Heidi Heitkamp today, I don't know if I'm waking up more upset about the Walmart news or happy about the Kevin Cramer news. I mean, that's devastating, if you ask me.
Yeah, without a doubt. that's going to continue to grow. You know, we're going to see this economy, turn around, and it's been growing. It's over 3% growth now. It has been for quite a while. And the pro-business message that Trump's sending to everybody, from everybody's 401k to, you know, the trillions of dollars offshore that are going to be coming back in, corporate tax, lowering rate. The list goes on and on and on what he's been doing. And it's really frustrating because the liberal left media continue to, you know, delivering fake news. But I tell you what, we prevail with the Trump agenda and making this country grow. There's without a question, we're in the right position.
Every political expert in this country is talking about how 2018 is going to be terrible for Republicans because of the Trump agenda. Yet you just cited the Trump agenda as a reason you believe that there'll be good news to talk about in this campaign. What gives you that confidence?
Well, look at the unemployment's down. Every single business sector has been benefiting so far. And he hasn't even been there a year yet, or real close to a year. And typically it takes, you know, many presidents, it takes 1 or 2 years before they can really make an influence on the economy or their policies. And look what he's already been doing. So it's just phenomenal. I think, you know, America's ready for somebody that's delivering his message. Everything from the wall, unemployment, the list is, there's 30 different things that he's been doing. Every single one of them I've endorsed. The only thing I don't endorse or don't really always agree with him is his tweeting at 2 a.m, because I've had a lot of people comment about that. I know very few people that have supported him with how he sometimes attacks people.
I don't remember the last time he tweeted at 2 a.m.
Well, you know what I'm referencing.
He is a robust tweeter.
Yeah. He tweets and he tears down some people's character sometimes. And, hey, nobody's perfect. But yet, that's what we got. And I hope he never stops tweeting. I'm not going down that route. But yet, I think he could maybe present himself a little bit more professional. So those are some of the things but that's what the people voted. We knew what we were getting, and that's what he's delivering.
Tom in West Fargo for Tom Campbell. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Just a quick comment. I completely behind Mr. Campbell because as soon as I first heard of him on the show, Scott, I looked him up. I thought, oh, man, he's down to earth. He is a businessman. He is a farmer. And so then when President Trump wanted Kramer to run, I thought, we got a problem because we got two good men going for the same thing. I'm really glad Kevin Cramer decided to stay as rep. This is a representative. This is really good for both men for North Dakota. And I'm not a native North Dakotan, but I'm glad I am now. But my 2 cents here.
Well, thank you. I would probably have to agree with you because we've got similar agendas, and now we'll be able to both exercise them on the Hill.
Thanks for the call, yes, Tom. I believe, if I have this correct, while Kevin Cramer was visiting recently with Donald Trump, he was aware of the ads you were running, he being the president of the United States, and wanted Kevin to relay to you that he supported your candidacy. In other words, if Kevin ends up running for the Senate, tell him I'll support him for the House. But he was very supportive of and aware of your ad. So do you expect the endorsement of the president?
I would just, I hate to say arrogant, but I would assume he would, not just because of me, but because of the Republican in the seat, because he obviously wants this Senate seat with an R behind it. And so I'm just assuming he'll, and hopefully I get a chance to talk to him in the near future, but that he'll be out several times, lobbying and soliciting for the success of this seat and me.
But obviously, if he did that, say in the next couple of days, that makes it less likely you have a further competition for the nomination as well.
Yes. Yep.
Short break. Back with more with Senator Tom Campbell. Your questions or comments, welcome. 701-258-0550 after this.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm a Charlie's Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot Spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you and score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Carson Wentz trusts Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, so you can too.
Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game. If you're going to buy a pool or shuffleboard table, make it an Olhausen game table made in the USA. They truly are the best. Get yours from my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
You can have what Carson has, an Olhausen Bison pool table, plus a Grandy Hot Spring Spas spa. You'll love it.
I look for the guys at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for the duck.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
On your mind, final segment, chatting with Senator Tom Campbell, who is a state senator from Grafton and a candidate for the U.S. Senate Republican nomination to take on Heidi Heitkamp. Big news on What's on Your Mind today, announced by Congressman Kevin Cramer that he would not be a candidate for the U.S. Senate and will run for re-election in the U.S. House. Questions or comments are welcome for Tom. Join us at 800-228-0550. We're brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys who knows spray application. And literally nobody knows spray application like the guys in High Plains Apache. That's just the bottom line. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. Stop and see them and check out all those ag application parts they have there. 50,000 of them. So if chances are if you need it, they have it. Okay? You need it, they have it. Otherwise, they'll get it to your door in a day or two. High Plains Apache Mandan, across from the old Bonanza, 663-2375, or Fargo's location. It's actually in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, the Walmart exit down there. Back with our final minutes with Senator Tom Campbell. Questions or comments, welcome, as I mentioned, at 258-0550. A few more texts I need to get to here. Today, the best way to drain the swamp is with term limits. Where does Tom Campbell stand on term limits?
Great question. I love it. I definitely support term limits. I think it should be 6 2-year terms in the House and 2 6-year terms in the Senate. So everybody should be out in 12 years. That gives enough time for them to understand what's going on. Because, you know, the first year or so, just like state legislature, it takes a little bit of learning curve out. But yet, anything more than that, or anything less than that, the bureaucrats would run. So definitely, 100% behind term limits. A lot of people disagree with that. They say we got term limits now. When you go to the voting box, you just, if you don't like the guy, he's out. But I disagree because the incumbents, the name recognition, and so many times, you know, 80% of the people are go by name recognition and they don't really know what's going on. So I'm big, big supporter of term limits.
By being a supporter of term limits, meaning you'd like to see that in place as the law of the land that governs members of Congress.
That's correct, yes.
And currently, of course, there's a lot of different ideas on how to do that, and it has actually been challenged constitutionally back from the Republican Congress 94, the Contract with America. If nothing ever happens or comes of it, do you self-impose term limits?
Well, it has to be voted on by the people, but, you know, there's a lot of states right now because there's 11 states that we meet with every other year. I'm a state senator currently right now that have term limits. And so I've got a little bit of experience visiting with other legislators where some are too short, some are too long. And I think that 12 years, in my opinion, by just having experience of visiting with other state legislators, that's about the right time. Anything, there's one that has them 4 years. They're saying that the bureaucrats.
But I'm saying, you know, will you self-impose term limits? In other words, will you say, if you elect me, I'm only going to be there the amount of time that I think ultimately should govern term limits?
Yeah, I could say that because the Senate's, you know, 2 6-year terms. I'm 58. I'd be, 70, mid-70s. So I would probably do that in my case.
Lori would probably do that in your case.
But I think...
Your wife, Lori, would say, I want family term limits.
But yet I think majority of people that would not be, I think it'd have to be a law, but it would be fair across the board. You're going to have somebody with a strong name in a certain state that says maybe he went in that with that intentions, and then he's going to have a lot of people that say, hey, no, my state constituents want me to run again and again, and they're going to use that line.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think people that, if you're for them, you want them to be, you know, across the board, but if they're not, I think it says something to say, well, you know, this is my plan.
Well, it was on the ballot back a few years ago in North Dakota where they didn't want term limits, but yet they voted all the incumbents back in. So it was a little bit of hypocrisy there because of the reason I just mentioned. They voted the name.
Tim and Colm for Tom Campbell. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just have a suggestion for the senator. I'm counting Colm. I don't know you from Adam, and you don't know me, but I don't know you at all. And a lot of us down here in these little towns don't know you. I mean, Fredonia, Wishing, Colm, Forbes, whatever. And I hope that when you go around campaigning, you don't just go to the big businesses and the little businesses, but you come to our cafes or community halls and have a meeting so we get to know who you are.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. I'm from a small town, Grafton, and I've been hitting a lot of small towns. And for almost 40 years, I was at the breakfast table at 6 o'clock with the farmers and the businessmen. And that's what I'll do, go to the small towns. Most small towns have a breakfast club at 6 or 7 o'clock, and I appreciate that comment because absolutely I will be there for sure. I've done that all my life, and that's what I love and enjoy, and that's the heartbeat of a North Dakota hardworking families. That's where it starts, and I love it.
Thank you very much, Tim. Going to quickly get Jack and Moorhead in here. Real quick with your question, Jack.
One of the worst things I find with people who become politicians is you can never pick up the phone and talk to them. They always shovel you off on some staffer. Hopefully, when you get elected in North Dakota, you will listen to the people and take phone calls. Thank you.
No, I had a good comment. My cell phone has always been in the state. In the state legislature, has always been publicized, and I take calls, and I love, cause that's where it all starts, is listening to the people of North Dakota, and that's where it comes from. So I will always take calls, and I enjoy it. I love that, and that's where it comes from. That's how do you get the ideas? How do you know what's going on in North Dakota's minds unless you talk to the people?
Congressman Kramer has done a weekly talk radio town hall with us. Would you do that if you're elected to the Senate?
Well, I think it's a great idea. I love that. I've been doing that in the state Senate.
You're in.
Can you do that?
You're in. You'll do it.
Sounds great. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir.
Boy, thanks for having me, Scott. You have a blessed day.
Tom Campbell, Senator of North Dakota, farmer from Grafton, on the reaction. He's the only candidate for U.S. Senate on the Republican side right now.
And I'm here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream and range balls at Fox Hills and floral arrangements and appetizers and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.